biggest difference from Utah in the second half that you saw?
I'm sorry?
The biggest difference from Utah in the second half, they kind of picked up their game. Like, what was their, they kind of got their game back. What would you say that they kind of get them into their flow in the second half?
I think that their defense was very good. I think that we missed a lot of shots that our shooters normally have a better percentage of making. If you look at what we've done recently, I give Utah's defense some credit. I think offensively, you know, to score 89 points isn't a bad defensive effort on our part, but we really struggled making some shots, and we certainly struggled from the line.
How do you explain that? Because the other night, 35 of 44, and.
I think it's a combination of giving Utah credit and one of those nights. You know, Jay Rich is 0 for 10, Roberts 1 for 8, our wings are 1 for 18. You know, as a team, we ended up shooting 9 for 18 from the free throw line. Really, the threes are deceptive. We made 3 threes in the last, you know, minute. And for the most part, we struggled from the three-point line. I think defensively, got no regrets, really struggled offensively.
Do you think you were a little bit of a tired team out there? Or not about the.
I think that we got, it's one of the challenges that we always talk about where the offense can't influence your defense. And when you get depressed or deflated, when you aren't scoring, you know, that's a worrying sign. And I think that we were working hard, we were just missing a lot of shots, people that normally made shots at a far greater percentage weren't as a team. I thought that there was just something a little bit flat tonight. And I don't know if it was fatigue or we were just missing a lot of shots, but I felt it too.
It seems like, check me if I'm wrong, but with Thomas, it seems like you would want him to play 15 to 18 minutes with the energy cranked 11, as opposed to maybe trying to put him out there for 30 minutes where maybe he can't maintain that. Is that?
I think his fitness base right now will only allow that. I wanted to bring him back. I get him on at the 8-minute mark of the fourth period with the intention of bringing him back. I thought he was playing well. And then we got down 12 or 14, and it was clear we needed some three-point shooting. And, you know, the combination of Nerlens and Thomas, although I love the defense and I love the energy, at that stage the game had changed, and I felt like we needed to score. And we especially needed perimeter shooters. I went back with Robert, and it just didn't work. He missed shots, missed free throws. I thought it was clear that his elbow was hurting him. He had a very down night for himself. That's not normally his standard. You know, and I searched the whole game. I chased. You know, can Hollis do it? Jay Rich was having an off night. Robert was having an off night. You know, and we chased. I chased to try to find the right group, and I just wasn't able to do it.
Do you see Thomas continuing to take the other big man's minutes once he gets to that conditioning level you were talking about? It seemed like you had a pretty nice connection with Ish out there, especially in the first half, running some pick and rolls and, you know, getting your guys out to a lead early.
I mean, his energy and his bull-like mentality and his ability to play in a man's world and the physical side of Thomas Robinson is very impressive. And I can't help but think that the more comfortable he gets with our structure and his fitness base, I think he's going to force me to play him more minutes. You know, and it's a funny arrangement. Luke is pliable. Luke can play a 4. Luke can play a 3. You know, Jeremy's the same way. Tonight, I went into the game trying to give Furkan an opportunity at the expense of Henry. And, you know, Thomas shifts some things around as his fitness base gets greater.
But Jeremy went out with back spasms. You know how he is?
It was bad enough for us not to bring him back. I'm not sure yet if he's going to play tomorrow night or not.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.